right. Bob Lutz, you folks passed the hotel tax out of committee tonight. It goes to the full council. Still some questions, though, as to whether the full support is there. How would you assess this measure's chances of passing right now?
I'd say it's probably 50-50. I voted for it to send it to the full council, if nothing else. Right now, it's the only choice we have. I've really struggled with this myself personally. I hate taxes. I pay taxes myself, and any tax I vote for, this at least is a visitor's tax. I would not vote to raise an income tax on a Marion County resident because this is a problem that should be solved regionally by the whole state, not just Marion County. 20 cents out of every sales tax dollar they get over the state that goes throughout all of Indiana, whether it's Switzerland County or Lake County, 20 cents of every dollar they get is from Marion County. And our economic engine is driven by our convention and our tourism business. And so that's something that apparently is missed on our group over there on West Market Street.
Do you think this is just basically the result of Republicans or Indianapolis just being dealt a bad hand by the legislature?
Well, I think some of it's deserved. I mean, the prior administration gave away the store to the professional sports teams here, not so much the Pacers, but the Colts. We gave them $48 million or $47 million for the privilege of building them a new $750 million stadium. We paid them $5 million a year from concession revenue. We give them a sweetheart deal over there as it is. But again, that's all the past. We can't do anything about that. People talk about filing bankruptcy. That's just not the thing to do with the rest of our financial house what it is.
And also, Bob, you're, like I said, we're both attorneys here, maybe not necessarily bankruptcy attorneys, but from what I'm able to gather, the U.S. Bankruptcy Code does not allow municipalities to file for bankruptcy unless the state gives them specific authorization to file for bankruptcy. And the way you folks got treated by the General Assembly, do you even see that in the cards anywhere down the road?
I really don't see that in the cards down the road, and that's not really an option I even want to have to think about.
How do you think the taxpayers will react to this? Because that's always been one of the issues. Anda Mansfield mentioned that, hey, you know what, there was Republican mayor, Republican council, Republican governor. You know what, let the Republicans take care of this because Democrats have always seemed a little bit gun-shy after 2007.
2007 and this year are two different years. That was 2 years ago. This is 2009. I was on the council in 2007. I voted against the income tax increase in 2007 because it wasn't necessary in 2007. One of the reasons I voted against that tax increase in 2007 was they were telling us we need this to fix the police and fire pensions. And no, we didn't need it right then to fix the police and fire pensions. And I said, there's nothing in this proposal that requires this money to be spent on police and fire pensions. And a year later, not a dime of it had been. So I was right. Right now, even with this money, this is a visitor's tax. It's going to be paid by the people coming to Marion County. The Hotel Association and the Motel Association folks were here tonight supporting it. These are the folks whose customers are going to be paying this tax directly. So I don't think we had a choice in this matter.
One of the things you said before I let you go here, and I thought it was interesting, is the question came up tonight about the $15 million Indiana Pacers and the city assuming the operational costs of Conseco Fieldhouse. If I was trying to understand you correctly when you said that there is no $15 million. Is there saying that in this proposal or that this council will not authorize the city spending $15 million to take over the operational costs of Conseco? I was just a little confused as to what you were saying, so would you clear that up for me?
In answer to both of those questions, I'm not sure the city would do it at this point in time. In this particular proposal, that number was not included in this, so we are not, based on Proposal 285, taking over $50 million operational cost of Conseco Fieldhouse.
Yeah, but what about long term? Because that is something that's going to come up, and I'm assuming whatever deal pops up, the city council is going to have to give its seal of approval. So in this climate, how's that looking right now? Like I said, I know it's maybe a little speculative because it's down the road, but at least on your thoughts sort of based on what you guys did tonight and what you have to do in a couple of weeks.
I'm not really fired up about it. I mean, quite frankly, if you look back at the Pacers' history, they've done a lot for the community. But if you look at their personnel decisions over the last few years, they've made two personnel decisions that have cost them about $100 million. And maybe if they'd had that $100 million, they wouldn't be talking about this $15 million. So that's a business decision they made, and I think that's a business decision they should have to live with.
All right. Bob Letts, Chairman of the Rules Policy Committee, thank you very much.
Thanks, Abdul.